This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Luciano, L-U-C-I-A-N-O, first name Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A. The date of birth, January 30, 1945. Date of evaluation, September 21, 2022. Referring physician is Dr. Cotty. The source of inflammation is the patient's sister-in-law. The chief complaint, a 77-year-old female with inability to stand and further with shortness of breath. The HPI, the patient reportedly was at Reno when she developed an inability to stand and was further noted to have dyspnea worsened by exertion on approximately September 2, 2022 period. She returned to the Bay Area where she was given diuretic but otherwise resumed normal activity. She has had no shortness of breath on going upstairs. Correction, she has had shortness of breath on going upstairs but no chest pain, period. Her past medical history, one, hypertension, next number diabetes, next number cardiomyopathy, past surgical history, unremarkable, medications, Actos, 15 milligrams one daily, nifedipine, ER, 60 milligrams one daily, famotidine, 20 milligrams one daily, losartan, 100 milligrams one daily, simvastatin, 20 milligrams one daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams one daily, multivite, one daily, oscal, one daily, vitamin C, one Q Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, zinc, one Q Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, vitamin D3, one Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, folic acid, one Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father with history of congestive heart failure, and died of sepsis at age 87, month of diabetes, social history. There is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. She is mentally delayed. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable, except for genitourinary. She has frequency, urgency, and dribbling. Musculoskeletal, she has diffuse joint pains and stiffness. She has generalized weakness, period. The ECG demonstrates a sinus rhythm of 93 beats per minute and non-specific T-wave abnormality. The impression, this 77-year-old female apparently experienced an acute exacerbation of CHF while in Reno, period. She may have developed hypoxemia as related to the height, i.e. altitude of Reno, period. She had since been treated, since returning to the Bay Area, period. She has multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease to include diabetes, hypertension, age, and family history, period. The plan obtained dobutamine echocardiogram to evaluate LV function and further evaluate for ischemia, period. Consider discontinuation of Actos as it can contribute to fluid retention, especially in the setting of CHF, period, further follow-up following dobutamine stress testing. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.